This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Deborah Brewster is with us. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Welcome, Deborah.
Good morning.
You know, Deborah, I've never told this story on air, but let me share it. So I was in one of those meetings, one of those ham club meetings, ham radio operators in Virginia when I lived there. And, you know, I was talking to one of the guys there, and he said, so do you ever have your water heater, hot water heater, you know, leak? You know, from too much pressure. And I said, no, I've got a temperature and pressure valve on ours, and they all come with them, so no, but it's never happened. And I said, I keep a spare one just in case. And he said, well, his leaks all the time. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, he lives at the bottom of the hill. And here's the story, class. And I don't think you've ever heard this before. But here it is. So this guy lives with his family at the bottom of a hill in a neighborhood, and the water tank is at the top of the hill. And they want to have about 40 pounds of water pressure in this municipality. So the water pressure at the top of the hill is 40 pounds per square inch. But at the bottom of the hill is about 110. So, you know, his hot water heater kicks on, and sometimes it just has so much pressure that it just... that the pressure release, the temperature and pressure valve, releases the pressure so the hot water heater doesn't explode, literally, and it leaks all over his basement. It's kind of a common occurrence. So have we ever thought about too much pressure? Well, there's one situation where this guy lives at the bottom of the hill. So that's just one more reason not to live at the bottom of a hill, you know, if you happen to have a municipal water supply. Well, there's another reason. Deborah, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, I haven't. But, you know, certainly on the forefront right now is obviously gas leaks in Massachusetts that we had, you know, briefly talked about earlier. Just the condition of America's infrastructure. There are so many issues that are out there on the horizon that put all of our well-being and emotional and financial security at risk. And, you know, we just have to begin to take seriously all these things. It's just like the hurricane going into the Carolinas. You know, the people that, you know, celebrate it, think it's a party, and don't evacuate. I just caught on the internet today, it was a photograph streaming of a house. They must have had a camera inside of it. Hopefully, I don't suspect that they were in there. But the house was literally almost filled with the seal to the ceiling, and you could just see the waves of the ocean just roaring through the house. I mean, how terrifying. I mean, there's so many situations that we have to ponder all these various, you know, scenarios. I had a neighbor yesterday that says, man, I got enough problems of the day just paying my bills. I can't even think about those things. But if we are distressed in this good time, we have no clue emotionally, just for physically what is ahead. And, you know, so many people, they're just either ignorant. In fact, that would be like where you have a lack of knowledge. You know, you just lack a general understanding of things. You're unaware. You're just kind of oblivious or unacquainted, unfamiliar. Or just you're more, you know, worse off. You're ill-informed or, you know, unenlightened. But then there's also people that are downright, they have stupidity. They have just behaviors that lack good sense or judgment. They're foolish. They don't want to ponder things. Their head's buried in the sand. It's not that they deliberately do it, meaning they don't lack the capability to be, you know, smart or alert, but they just choose to be stupid. And then, of course, you kind of got to think some of the people that are ignorant are as well. I know a lot of youth are that way because they're dumbed down through our educational system. But we as adults, we have to ponder these things. We have got to wake up. I mean, we are coming 10 years out of the greatest recession this country. Now, not the Great Depression, but a recession that within almost overnight inflicted huge losses on companies like, you know, Bear Stearns or Lehman Brothers or AIG. And, you know, people didn't even realize that, you know, the average American, the toxicity of just what was happening in the financial markets. And yet, fast forward 10 years, what are people thinking?
Okay, I've got a comment.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a comment. So our son, you know our son, he has set up an automotive repair business. One of our boys, and I get to spend a lot of time with him. And in his business, you know, right after the broadcast, I work with him, and I look over things. I'm like the senior guy. Well, every single vehicle that has been here to his repair company, if you want to call it that, is low on oil. Every single engine that comes in here is low on oil. Everyone. Not one of them has the correct engine oil level. Not one. Not one. Let me say it a different way. Not one. So who drives these vehicles? Well, young people and older people. You know, I'm saying 60, the 60 plus crowd and young people. Now, more engines are low on oil for the young crowd, I'm talking about the millennials, than the, you know, 60 plus crowd. But every one of them is low. So is it ignorance? Is it apathy? I know the older crowd knows to check the oil. I know that they know that. The younger crowd, I'm not so sure. Well, one thing that we really haven't talked about was, and it goes back to this guy in Virginia at the ham radio club, when he talked about this hot water heater. And I said, well, do you have an electric one or a gas one? He said, I would never have a flame in my house. That means no gas stove, no gas hot water heater, no gas logs, no kind of a flame that is ongoing in his house that's powered by gas. He wouldn't have one. Well, so, Deborah, you mentioned the situation that's happening right outside of Boston, Massachusetts right now. Started yesterday, and one house exploded, then another house exploded, the chimneys exploded. Well, what happened? Well, there's a gas pressure problem. Now, who has thought about this? Very few, I'd have to say. Just like the water pressure, and that's why I decided to talk about the water pressure first. So we don't think about too much water pressure. We think about, wow, there's no water coming out. Yeah, not enough water pressure. We all know what that's like. But too much water pressure, very few of us have ever thought about that or heard about it. But here's the other one, which is way, way, way worse. And that is too much gas pressure in the natural gas lines. So when people think about emergencies, they think, well, okay, I can have a gasoline-powered generator, but I've got to store some gasoline. It doesn't last very long, and it comes up the carburetors. And well, some people have said, well, let's get, you know, natural gas generator, because there's always natural gas. It's always there. It's always It never goes away. Well, what about too much natural gas pressure? Well, that's what's happened outside of Boston. Okay, what they did was, in order to stop this problem, they shut off the natural gas. Makes a lot of sense, but there's still pressure in the lines. Well, what kind of pressure are we talking about? Well, it's unbelievable. So the interstate pipelines, the highways of natural gas transmission, have the gas pressurized in the pipeline at pressures from 200 pounds per square inch to 1,500 pounds per square inch. And, yeah, and what is the pressure that your appliances operate? Well, about a quarter of 1 pound per square inch. Okay. How fast does the natural gas move through these pipelines? About 15 miles an hour. Okay. So it's really moving. So what happens when there's too much pressure? Well, there are regulators, and then they tend to blow the diaphragms and the regulators, and then natural gas comes leaking out. Then all you need is a spark, and then you have an explosion. And you've seen it on TV. It looks like there was a natural gas fire, you know, in the city. Boom. This is one building. Well, there are about 100 gas explosions and fires in the Boston area right now. The fire chief said that, a fire rescue chief, Michael B. Mansfield, told reporters on CNN.com, "I've been in the fire service for almost 39 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my career. It looked like Armageddon. It really did." That's his quote. Because the fires are just blowing up houses and buildings. And if you look at, and I'll post this on our website so you can see it, and when the firefighters are battling these house fires, here's something you've never seen, class. Firefighters are on their knees. Now, it's not like they're praying. It's because they know that when debris goes flying out of one of these houses, when they explode, the glass is going to come flying out, the boards, all these projectiles are going to come flying out. So they're staying low. They are in combat. They're in combat mode. There are images of firefighters hiding behind their equipment, you know, their fire trucks, because they know that there's going to be shrapnel coming toward them, and they want to stay out of the way of it. That's what's going on. Are you prepared for that? The point is, we're not paying attention. Deborah Brewster's with us. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in a lot of cities, the natural gas and water is provided by the cities, city government corporations. Cities responsible for this. So what are we talking about? Massachusetts, the areas are in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, Massachusetts right now. The gas lines have been shut off, but they're still pressurized. The gas has to be consumed before they become depressurized or reach atmospheric pressure. Okay, so what else has happened? Well, the utility shut off the electricity to all of these homes because sparks from electricity could cause more fires. So here we have an outrageous situation where the gas provider, and I'm not 100% sure, but I have a feeling it's the city that's at fault. Now, what happens when the city blows up all these homes and people get killed and injured? And you have all these fires all over town. What happens? How do you get the city to cover these costs? Right now, there are firefighters from 50 different fire departments working to slow down the flames.
Wow.
This is serious business. And that's what happens when we depend on other people. Like,
you know, it's even
city governments.
There's a saying, Vince, that three is two and two is one and one is none. And even in my goal to be self-sufficient, you know, I've done a lot of duplication. Now, I happen to have a main house and a guest house, and then I have a travel trailer. So this is why I urge, and I'm going to tell just a brief story, but the point behind it is you have to begin to implement procedures to get through that learning curve so you aren't ignorant, so you don't look stupid in the most important time, you know, when the real big crises hit this country. Now, in my main house, I have a wood-burning fireplace. I choose not to use it because I don't want the chimney, let's say, to be clogged, and I don't have a need to use it at this point. I have, obviously, a lot of woods, you know, on my land, or lumber on my land that I, you know, could derive from the trees. But in my guest house, I have a heat pump. I also have an electric, like, antique-looking firebox. But then I also have a propane wall unit. And I just put this propane unit in. And I can't tell you, just after I bought this little Mr. Heater, and I get in, it says, well, you need to have this regulator. I went all over Kingdom Come looking for this regulator. Then I had to buy all the brass fittings to connect it on both ends, the heater to the heater, you know, in between the lines to the wall where it's piped in. And literally, I can't tell you, three of us looked at it, and we, you know, we kept checking. We couldn't get the gas to come through. So we thought, is the dope? Do we have too much dope? Did it clog it up? You know, took the fittings back apart again. We had a plumber that initially we bought all the fittings from, and it took like 8 fittings to get all the proper connections so we could make this heater work. Well, finally, we just gave up. After an hour of trying, keep, you know, putting the little burner on, the electronic igniter, we just finally said, you know what, I got to get propane in the tank. I'll just have to pay the service call and just have them look at it. Maybe there's some blockage in the line. I don't know why it's not coming in. Well, lo and behold, they come in. Unfortunately, it cost me $145 for my stupidity, but at the tiniest, you could hardly even see it. All the connections to connect the different orifices were in place, but the actual regulator in between, there was a little arrow, and we had it pointed in the wrong direction, so the gas couldn't go through. My stupidity, you know, none of us saw it. And but nevertheless, you know, I chose, okay, I'm not going to keep doing this. I don't know what we're doing wrong. And I paid to have something so stupid, but here's the more stupid part. They came out and they said, you don't even need this regulator. You have a regulator at the pump. So we went through God knows how much hour, time, some money wasted. But, you know, at least I'm, you know, trying to have these duplicate safety nets in place. And there is a learning curve. And you are going to have some stupid things or things because you're ignorant that you don't do. It's the people that do nothing. And then a third scenario, the travel trailers for when my granddaughter comes in. She kind of likes her privacy. She stays into that. And we have like
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide, with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us. Deborah, I have one quick comment about propane. And I installed the propane system in our house. I ran the gas lines. I used black iron pipe. And in order to get the pressure set at the regulator properly, I had to buy a device called a manometer. And this is a low-pressure dial gauge device. You can get them digitally. You can use a water column to do it yourself. But I decided to buy a professional one. I think it was about $20. on the internet. So I bought a used one, and I can check my gas pressure all the time. So that's something you may want to put on your list if you're going to have propane at your family farm in Missouri. It's a manometer, okay? Just a thought. You were going to tell us about the travel trailer?
Yeah, so in any case, I have a guest staying at it who got displaced from her employment, and so she's looking for new work, and she's staying in my travel trailer right now. Well, she decided to get ready for an interview and plugged. She didn't want to use up all the counter space in the bathroom because you're not large in a travel trailer. So she had her blow dryer going in the travel trailer, and she plugged in her hot curlers into an outlet. Now, what people don't know, again, it all has to do with why we need to, do things, test, double test. When you're in a travel trailer, usually you will pop a fuse if you use an appliance that's about much higher than, say, 1250, 1350 tops, and you're going to start popping fuses on your outlets. Well, when she had them plugged in, somehow or another, I wasn't there, it caught on fire. It melted. The outlet was not a GFI, but it still did not trip a breaker. The outlet caught on fire. The fire went up the wall. This is a brand new $36,000 trailer, and she extinguished the fire. I don't know how. Again, I wasn't watching this happen. But the point being, there's so many things that we have to meditate upon, all these scenarios, and we've got to try stuff. Yes, it's good to have things, but we also need to learn to operate things, and so we're not ignorant. And even simple things, the fire extinguishers, having multiple in multiple buildings. When you're in pretty much anywhere, if we have a civil unrest, whether you're in the country or in the city, you better learn to be self-sufficient. And you need to be able to have multiple layers of contingencies for every challenge that you can, encounter. When I have my guest house, I keep all my, the same prepper type of supplies, maybe a little bit less, clothing, food, medical, even in my guest house, because if my main house should become compromised, I at least can go to the guest house or to the travel trailer. Everything we do in life, you really have to have a layering to protect yourself and not be ignorant. But the biggest point that I thought we'd maybe get to today was even talking about the risks that are out there on the horizon just with our financial markets. Yes, we're just like 9/11 had its anniversary, we're coming to another financial anniversary. And not a whole lot has changed. In fact, I was just reading on the news that Bitcoin, one of the big brokerage houses, decided to make derivatives on that. Now, the risk to our financial markets, right now there's 1.2 quadrillion derivatives, which is basically 20 times the size of all the world's economies. And basically the same people that ran us into ground, the financial traders on Wall Street, they rule the roost. And the risk managers, the regulators, even if they wanted to, to limit the risk, they probably don't have the power. They certainly, obviously, don't have the knowledge to, stop for what is likely to be the next big crushing event. And I don't think it will be limited to this country. It is going to be global. I think when the next shoe drops, you want to talk about crisis? I mean, look at the hurricane that's hitting the Carolinas. There was a clip on the internet. The food shelves, bare. People just don't even realize. I mean, I'm talking bare. You wouldn't think in America that we would have that. So there's so many things that people are failing to prepare for. And it's just crazy. And there's indicators out there, but we're choosing not to pay attention to those indicators. I mean, if you look at housing prices in high-risk markets like Wall Street, you look at the subprime auto loans that are rapidly growing in, the amount, the tremendous amount of student debt, the corporate debt. Corporations now, because of the enticement of low interest rates or zero interest rate policies, are tremendously in debt, you know, buying back their own stock and doing a lot of things to increase their profits. But literally, they're not prepared for movements in the market such as hyperinflation where interest rates could skyrocket. And, you know, you've just got dozens of retail chains around the world that are just burdened with debt, you know, and closing. Not necessarily around the world, but certainly in this country we see it. And that throws thousands of people out of the work. There's so many indications of all this chaos that's happening around us, and people aren't paying attention. And really, you know, like in, when the first recession happened, people, you know, basically they said, well, I got to keep my car, you know, payment because I need at least to have a job. And they felt like they wouldn't get foreclosed on their home. Well, what if now the next big hedge is the subprime auto loan? You know, because people may have two cars because it's mainly on second cars. And they go, well, I'll just give that back. And there's derivatives that are, those portfolios are, you know, being bundled in derivatives. There's such a mess globally, you know, in the financial markets, and it's just, like, crazy. And, again, people are just ignoring it. They don't want to talk about it in the financial media. That's not the narrative. They just, nobody's covering this and telling people, wake up. And yet I know people still are feeling the pressure of inflation and, you know, prices inching up. And wages aren't going up to keep up with inflation. You know, it's just, what's next? I mean, there's just so many things. This is why we must begin to put our family plan in place.
I've got a couple comments for you. First, you talked about the outlet that caught on fire. I believe I know the answer. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the trailer, but I believe I know the cause. And there are two ways you can wire an outlet. I'm talking about a receptacle in the wall. One is there are screw terminals. There are typically five screws on a wall outlet, two for the black wires, two for the white wires, and one for the ground wire. Well, I believe, and on the back of many outlets today, it's too hard to shape the wire, you know, strip the wire, shape it in a circle almost, and then put it around the screw, the threads of the screw, then crimp it so that it's tight against the screw and then screw the screw down against the wire. Too hard. So what people are doing now, it's much faster. They will strip the wire and shove it in this little tiny hole in the back of the outlet, which is just a pressure connection that's way lower in contact area than the screw terminal type. So I believe what happened is that outlet was overloaded and the contact area of the push-in connection of the outlet caused the outlet to overheat and cause the fire. So I think if you just take that wall plate off, if it's still available, if it hasn't burned up, take a look, and I believe that you'll see that the outlet was connected with the push-in terminals rather than the screw-on terminals.
It's funny you should mention that. That's exactly what happened. I had an electrician friend of mine, because my husband was out of town. He literally installed a whole new, different type of device in the wall. But you're right, that was the kind of outlet. That's funny. I never, you know, would have really paid attention to something like that.
Well, and it's allowed by code, which is ridiculous. You know, in our house, we have used the screw terminals on every single outlet, and we soldered every joint. You know, where wires come together under those wire nuts, we literally stripped them, cleaned them, soldered them with rosin core solder so that there would be a connection that would not corrode over time. So the wires in our house, the connection should last well beyond my lifetime to whomever, you know, becomes the owner of this house, you know, in the future. So anyway, what happens when you hire an electrician? Many times they take these shortcuts. And in our house, in our farm, there are no shortcuts. We do not take shortcuts of any kind because we know that there are costs associated with shortcuts. That was one. You mentioned another thing. Oh, by the way, all the other outlets in your travel trailer are probably wired the same way. So if you want, next time you come over, I'll teach you how to do it. And you can take apart the wiring of your travel trailer, and you can fix it yourself. I'll be glad to show you how to do that, Deborah. Next time you come over, and we ought to have a get-together soon anyway. Next thing you mentioned, the food shelves were bare due to the panic buying. You didn't say panic buying, but I assume that's what you meant, in preparation for the hurricane on the East Coast, the Carolinas and Georgia and Virginia and so forth. Well, if you go to Walmart, class, you go to Walmart now, you'll find that they've made the aisles more convenient for you. So instead of having a tough time having one cart coming your way and you going toward that other cart and having to negotiate these narrow lanes or aisles, you don't have to worry about that anymore. They've widened the aisles, which means that they've taken out shelving, which means that there's less inventory in the Walmart stores, less inventory, more room to, you know, more leg room, if you will. And who else has done that? Aldi. Aldi's done a different way. What Aldi has done is taken out food and replaced it with Chinese junk, trinkets, dollar store junk. Now, when I go to Aldi, I'm not looking for Chinese dollar store junk. I am looking for food. Period. Food. That's it. I'm not looking for a hammock. I'm not looking for cheap utensils. I'm not looking for placemats. I'm looking for food. Well, they've replaced a lot of that inventory space with Chinese dollar store junk. That's just, and why am I saying this? Because Deborah said, it's right in front of you. I'm paraphrasing, of course. The indicators are right in front of you. All you have to do is say, wow, what's going on? Why are they doing this? And if you ask, they don't even know at the stores. They don't know why. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Deborah Brewster's with us. She has her master's in business administration, and she's a farmer. Didn't know his farm, but you know now she does. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting with her because she's telling you as it really is. And there's a lot more to this simple electrical fire than meets the eye. Let me explain why I'm saying that. So, a company that's in the business of manufacturing these camper trailers wired it such that it was a fire hazard, in my opinion. I would never do it that way. I have never done it that way. I've seen it done that way. I'm talking about strip the wires and push them into the back of the socket, so that you don't have to wrap the wire around the screw and tighten it. Well, it is a fire hazard. Now, it's a fire hazard when you first do it, and it becomes even more of a fire hazard over time, because what happens is that little connection point where this spring-loaded, I don't even know what to call it, this pressure... I don't even know how to describe this. You push the wire into this hole, and there's a spring piece of metal that contacts the wire inside either the switch or the receptacle. But over time, that connection gets hot and cold and hot and cold, and that spring tension becomes weaker and weaker, which causes the connection to get hotter and hotter and hotter. So over time, it's even more of a fire hazard. Well, is Deborah's travel trailer the only one, or camper trailer the only one that's wired like that? No. Houses are wired like that. Buildings are wired like that. Garages are wired like that. Because now it's get it done and get out. So people who do electrical wiring want to get it done and get out. And it's way faster. I talked to Kyle, USA Prepares instructor, about this. He's an electrician. He doesn't do it that way. He's seen it done that way. He would never do it that way. Why? Because it's dangerous. So now we have a whole bunch of people who are doing these things to us, and we don't know it because it's buried in the wall. Deborah, what I'm saying is what you've said. I'm just saying it in different words. You have to learn how to do it yourself and do it right. Because if you hire somebody to do it, they're going to take the shortcuts. Is that what you're saying?
That is partly what I'm saying. I was going to weave this back into the biggest risk that I see that we have as a nation. And the main thing, too, the point, what you don't understand, you're not going to be able to change, in this case with the world economy, which I perceive as our biggest risk. You're not going to be able to properly regulate it. When I talked about this 1.2 quadrillion of derivatives, which is bigger than 20 times the world's economy, if the traders that buy and sell this stuff on Wall Street don't even understand what they're doing and selling it, we know even Congress is not going to understand it and to regulate it. And because our world is really driven by profits, just like the food shortage, when you have companies like ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, or Cargo, or Monsanto, and all these companies, they're driven by profit. Decisions are made, that will affect us. If they put the small farmer out of business, that small farmer in the old days, if people were down on their luck, they would give food. Even in the Bible, they would let them go glean the fields, the things that they didn't initially get in the farming, let's say, where you collect up the wheat. And, people don't realize decisions we make, there are big ramifications. If the small farmer's put out of business, he can't jump in and feed the local market. If this whole big thing of the stock market crashes, do you think these big publicly traded companies, care about us? No way. And always think they can use food as a weapon against us.
No disagreement. And it all goes back to what you said, money, corporate greed, and shortcuts. And just a perfect example is a shortcut was taken because of corporate greed on that camper trailer with the electrical outlet, which caused the fire. Deborah, you've got to go through the whole trailer and check it out. Check every outlet, every connection, every switch. Thanks so much for being with us, Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.